portions. The suffering of the people of Gaza and the West Bank have exacerbated without access to humanitarian assistance. As chair of the Special Committee to Investigate Israel Practices, Sri Lanka has consistently reported on the human rights situation in the OPT and drawn attention to the dire situation which has now reached an unprecedented scale. We urge the international community to redouble efforts at facilitating an immediate ceasefire in the OPT. The government of Sri Lanka has established the Children of Gaza Fund to provide assistance to the victims through the Palestinian Authority and the UN agencies, and so far has donated over USD 1.5 million to assist children affected by the conflict in Gaza. Sri Lanka continues to support the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people to statehood and a two-state solution based on 1967 borders. Sri Lanka recognizes the legitimate security concerns of both sides and acknowledges the human suffering over decades. This cycle of violence must be broken. We welcome the outcome of the 10th Emergency Special Session calling for Israel to end the unlawful presence in the OPT no later than 12 months. Sri Lanka reaffirms its support for Palestine's membership in the UN as endorsed by the UNGA. Finally, we strongly condemn the attacks on UNRWA staff and humanitarian workers resulting in the deaths of over 200 of its staff. We urge continued
Excellency Ambassador of Sri Lanka. Now I give the floor to distinguished delegates of Iraq. You have the floor.
الرئيس حرم الشعب الفلسطيني من حقه بالعيش بكرامة في دولة